Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
They could have went for the jugular, and then they did that dumbass flea flicker.
Between dropped interceptions and weird play calling, Miami allowed Ole Miss to stay in that
football game. They went so Georgia right there. Just run the ball. The ball at them. And I know the last two previous to this game, Carson, I think he said 29 pass attempts or completions or something like that. But we kept saying,
well, that's what they should have done last night. They would have won by three touchdowns.
Exactly. But what I kept saying, it's like, but Carson's got to go. He's got to make some plays. Because I thought he played really good in A&M with his legs, running when he had to and things like that. He was freaking outstanding last night.
Who?
Carson Beck. I thought he was outstanding.
I thought he was outstanding. He made some throws when they needed to be, and obviously that final throw also.
I thought he was
still
great.
I think he missed a lot of guys.
He missed some guys, but I just thought overall, I thought
he was great. If Carson Beck's throwing the ball 37 times,
that's not good.
It's not good.
But I thought he was.
And especially when you didn't need to.
I thought he was really good last night when they needed him, and I thought that.
I thought he was good enough.
But I love me some Malachi Toney, dude. I love that young man. That screen pass they threw, and he got out of there. Defensively, they just ride with bad intentions. And the Lacey injury was real big. You know, but I was wondering, why is he slowing down?
I know.
You know, and it sucks that had to happen at that point right there. And then, I mean, we'll talk more about the game. But Trinidad Chambliss, I know they're applying for the 6-year. I'm going pro. I'm going pro.
Yeah, the way he's played the last couple games.
I'm going pro.
You'd have to think.
He's hot.
With that, exactly.
He's
hot
right
now. And then I'm sure he'll get an analysis on where he would get drafted.
Yeah, in this class, too.
In this class, too, which definitely helps.
Yes.
And then, get to the combine and get to these interviews and all this stuff. He's going to jump off the page with a lot of that kind of athletic stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we all know what's going to be a hindrance. He's not big.
Nope.
You know, and that's going to be the –
they don't really care about that anymore.
They seem to move away from that.
Bryce Young's is not bigger than him.
Yeah, but people regretting that.
that's true. Maybe that's not the best example.
Yeah, but I think.
What do you mean? He's in the playoffs this week.
Yeah, he was outstanding. He was so. He's just a damn, all around just scary dude, man. And if he comes back to Ole Miss, I mean, he's going to be the Heisman favorite like next year.
And he played really well last night, too, keeping plays alive. I mean, Miami's defense is just different.
Than any defense that
Ole Miss had played yet this year. And he was really good, too. He wasn't quite that, like.
He wasn't Georgia good.
That crazy, game-changing player that he was in the second half against Georgia. He was still really good. That was a hell of a game, man. The fourth quarter specifically.
Yeah,
they're going back and forth, finally kind of airing it out a little bit. Ole Miss was able to finally get the ball moving a little bit in the passing game. And they take the lead, and Miami had to go down. I still thought with 3 minutes and 2 timeouts, they could have ran the ball on that drive, too.
Yeah.
But they don't. And I don't know. They're in the national championship game, so, nitpick all I want. But, it still kind of feels like some of the decision-making and some of the coaching might be the reason why they don't hoist the trophy.
Well, I mean,
I think get real cute.
Are we there at what Crystal Ball getting the benefit of the doubt yet?
No.
Okay. Because I'm with you on that, but I thought, you could just tell the stress level for him, watching him, his mannerisms, everything on the sideline. He was like, every single play was like gut-wrenching play for him. And Ole Miss, of course, he's a calm dude.
Yeah.
Just real.
Golding's a calm guy.
Just like a calm dude and everything like that. And, and I know the big thing now is the pass interference that wasn't. Yes, it's pass interference. you're not getting that call in that situation. No. Very rarely are you going to get that call. I'm a believer if it's pass interference in the first quarter, that should be pass interference. That's sure. how I look at it. Sure. But I understand how it works.
Miami fans would also say they're owed that 23 years.
You damn
later.
Right. And that was going to be the next thing right there. You damn right. They're owed that.
Yeah.
But
that's a makeup call.
I know that's
23 years.
That's going to be a lot of, you know, freeze framing and all that stuff as far as that goes. But yeah, I thought that just overall it was just an outstanding game. But just going back and just looking at the numbers, Miami should have just beat the doors off mm-hmm. of them. I mean, it wasn't even, the way they were manhandling Ole Miss's defensive line. I mean, the way, you know, that they, like you said, how they were running the football. I mean, they would, and then you think about it, I think they eventually scored the. That's why I hate that freaking field. I hate playing in that damn stadium. All the slipping and everything that you saw last night. I mean, I hate that damn field. But, you know, Miami, we all knew that how talented they were. We've been saying it. I know they're the 10th seed and they struggled in the mid part of the season or whatever, the back-to-back losses. But they got one of the most talented rosters in ball, especially in the damn trenches. And it was all on display last night.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it. And look, they're in the national championship game. So, all of the debate about whether or not I know that winning when you get in doesn't necessarily justify getting in, whatever. To me, it kind of does. Like, if you get in and then you win three games, you clearly deserve to be in,
right?
Like, it's two losses. They beat the team that they got in over, all that stuff. That's in the past. Miami is in the national championship game for the first time since 2002.
In Miami,
which is also very cool. But it's just, we always do, is the U back? Is Texas back? Whatever. I don't know that there is such a thing as being back to where they were.
No.
But they're in the national championship game.
That's all
that
matters.
And if they win one more game, then they're national champions.
Yes, in Miami.
So they're back in that.
Yeah,
which is not they haven't been there in a long time. They haven't even played an ACC championship game.
Oh, yeah.
Let
yeah.
alone this
right.
in the last 20 years. So no, it's cool. It's cool to see that program kind of back in the mix a little bit.
Yeah.
It's always a fun one.
You know, living down there as long as we did, man, you know, I have a lot of Miami friends and everything like that, and I promise you, it was like four Texas last night. All of them were
sure.
We did it, or the emoji with the party hat on and stuff. They were so excited because I'm telling you, I was down there when that thing was that thing, you know. And like you said, they have had some heartbreaking losses. We go back to Georgia Tech. We can go back to like small schools going into Miami, beating their ass. So for them to be right here where they are, it's great for that city, great for that community, and obviously it's great for the Miami fans, the alum, and everything like that. And to have it down there, it's going to be so – because it's crazy as hell last night, this morning. I mean, obviously, you know, it's one of those things where they just have this fan base is so loyal, and it's all in one area. Now, they're spattered around the country, but that area right there, 305 and all that, it's just – they love this team more than they love any team down there in South Florida. The Heat, they mm-hmm. love that damn team right there. And for them, they have an opportunity to win a national championship in that building, in that area. Bruh, it's going to be out of – but now they have a challenge because both of these teams, one of these teams, we'll talk about the game here tonight.
Yeah.
But they are in there. That's the most important thing.
Yeah.
And then they get $20 million that they don't have to split. This is the purse. $3 million, I was reading this morning, that's like the travel budget. Well, they got travel.
Great.
So they get to keep.
Or they could just stay in the nicest hotel.
You know what I mean?
In the whole state.
Yes.
If
you get three
if they want.
And you get the three mil.
They
just sit on.
Great.
I'm like, that's just beautiful.
The one thing that I don't necessarily know if I agree. Like, I know he got hurt at the end at Georgia, and now he's back in the national championship game. I don't understand like the full Carson Beck like redemption story narrative.
It is.
What do you mean? Like he was on really good teams for a long time. He threw some interceptions last year. So yeah, like it's not like Georgia fans were super happy with him. And now he's back in the national championship game. I know he got hurt and came back from
right.
it, so
yeah.
that's good.
Yeah.
But I don't understand all the, like, you know, he was like a villain or something, I guess.
You understand how it, you know
it
better than me.
It just seems made up.
You know better than me what the deal
but
is.
But am I missing something?
It
seems fabricated.
It is to me.
Because
it,
even on the broadcast last night, like Herb Street and Fowler were like, and he's been through so much.
Yeah.
Like, I know he got hurt. I'm not sure. Like,
right.
getting hurt obviously sucks and it's
right.
a big deal. But like, you know, I guess
I never paid attention to it. I just know that he's a damn good quarterback that was at Georgia last year, got hurt. And to me, it seemed like it was a mutual parting of ways.
It was.
Yeah,
well, he was going to the NFL.
Yeah, he was going to the NFL. So Georgia was like, okay. I know Georgia wanted, they tried to get him back when he decided he was not, he was going, but it was more or less we knew that he was going to go to Miami. But yeah, I don't think it was any hard feelings
towards
him.
He's smiling for the first
time
in years.
Yes, he's got his joy back playing football.
Okay.
Why? Yeah, he's winning.
Yeah, yeah, he's winning. He also didn't lose at Georgia much.
Yeah, but
he was 24-3.
Yeah, he's winning.
Yeah,
yeah,
which he always did.
Yeah, which he's always done. But yeah. I was like, okay, yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
Sure.
That's fine. I'm happy for him to have an opportunity to play for a championship because he's got two of them, but he just, you know,
he wasn't
the starter right then. So to have your own ring and then again to bring it to that place right there, man. I mean, it's been so long since that fan base, that area has felt the championship, man. So if they can find a way to get it done at home, bro, that party is going to be like nothing seen before.
I think that their pass rush is going to be able to get to either quarterback, whether it's Oregon or Indiana, better than they got to Chambliss, because Chambliss is just Mr. Mobile.
Yeah.
So they'll be able to do that.
Yeah.
Just hand it to Fletcher, man.
Dude, that
hand it
is
to Fletcher
beast,
and
throw screens to Malachi.
Yeah, I know. Like, it's not.
And throw the screen to Malachi.
Doing all this cute, like, one thing I learned last night is I didn't know that intentional grounding goes out the window when it's a flea flicker.
Yeah.
Because you've given the ball up, then you can't do that. I was like, oh, that's cool. Yeah. Learn that rule.
Like, why do it right then?
Because they can't help themselves.
You're dashing them.
And that's why
That's why,
and again, it's ridiculous to say this about a team that won the semifinal to go to the national championship. That's why I don't trust them. I think both teams that, whoever it is, whether it's Oregon or Indiana, I certainly hope it's Indiana, I think they're both better coached than Miami is.
I agree.
And I think that they're going to be a little bit more, like if you're doing that kind of stuff in the national championship game, which they probably will because they did it in the fourth quarter last night for no reason, I think it comes back to bite you in the ass if you're trying to do that stuff.
That's a possibility, right? But I mean, still a great game. Awesome play by Carson to you know, nothing was there. Malachi was sitting there a little bit. He didn't want to force it in there.
They didn't think he was going to do that, did they?
He got up out of there. He got up out of there.
Nobody even paid attention to him.
Yeah, man.
The one guy fell down and didn't even try to get.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Get up. And like, Carson Beck's just like, oh, all right.
Oh, I just walk in there.
I guess I'll just go score a touchdown,
I'll
man.
I'll just go.
I thought he was going to throw a pick. I really did. On that final drive.
But,
I was just like, especially on first down, they're dropping back every single time. I was like, they're just asking for trouble here, man.
Run the damn ball.
Yeah, you got it done. They're in the national championship game.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.